This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. I am on Ethiopian Airlines flying from Harare to Medina Munawwara via Addis Ababa. And today is the 12th fast, the 13th of April 2022. It's amazing how Allah Almighty has kept different times for dua and supplication. In Ramadan, you call out to Allah, you supplicate to Him. It's beneficial. It's really amazing. It's a powerful supplication. And if you're in the condition of fasting, it's even more powerful. And if even during the nights of Ramadan, when it's the last third, for example, it's even more powerful because you have a time in a time in a time. So you have, for example, you're fasting, or it's the month of Ramadan, it may be a Friday, it may be a time of tahajjud, and so on. And if it's in the last 10 nights, then it's still extremely beneficial because obviously one of those odd nights would probably be Laylatul Qadr. And to ask Allah's forgiveness and to ask Him for goodness is obviously something we should be doing. Now, when you're on a journey, there's a greater likelihood of your du'as being accepted. In fact, when you're going through any hardship, any difficulty, there is a greater likelihood of your du'as being accepted. So ask Allah so many things, and for everyone else, not just for yourself, but yourself and others. So on this journey that I'm on, I thought I'd remind you that my brothers and sisters, at the time of tahajjud, most of us are awake in Ramadan having some suhoor. And we're all busy eating and having whatever it might be, cornflakes or some oats or tea or bread, whatever it may be, dates, yogurt, anything. But subhanAllah, what is of interest is that, do you know that's the time when Allah Almighty is asking us if there is anyone who is seeking from Him that He can give, anyone seeking forgiveness He may forgive, anyone repenting that He can accept it. That's the time. So I'm sitting here on this aircraft and I thought today's boost would come from 35,000 feet above sea level, flying across Africa. It reminded me also of the beauty of the companions who had migrated to Abyssinia, which is inside what is known today as Ethiopia. So they were very hospitable to the companions. They were very, very hospitable to the companions, and mashallah, they still have a lot of hospitality in them. It's a good thing. Another point I wanted to mention about is when you're on a journey, it is okay if you fast or you don't fast. I am fasting, and the reason I fast is because it's quite easy. Actually, it's not difficult at all. And even though you do have an option when it's quite easy, one thing that's very important for us to note is it's not so easy to make up a fast outside of Ramadan. It's not so easy to make up a fast outside of Ramadan. So I'd rather just fast during the month of Ramadan, and even if I'm on a journey. But there is a leeway. If you're not well or you're traveling, you may make it up on another day outside of Ramadan. So may Allah Almighty make everything easy for us. I see I've only spoken for 3 to 5 minutes, but we're landing already. I may continue a little bit later. Someone's probably going to come to me and tell me to turn this thing off. Nonetheless, I really thought it was interesting. I thought of everyone, and I thought I'd have this beautiful opportunity to speak to you guys from here. Barakallahu feekum, everyone, and take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.